Eight people were injured on Sunday when a 45-year-old man yelling Free Palestine threw incendiary devices, explosives, into a crowd in a big city called Boulder in the U.S. state of Colorado, where a demonstration to remember Israeli hostages who remain in Gaza was taking place. Four women and four men aged between 52 and 88 years old were transported to hospitals with injuries. In a statement, the organizers said the walks had been held every week since then for the hostages without any violent incidents until today. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a statement that the victims were attacked simply because they were Jews, leading to the question, is the Free Palestine movement becoming a reason to attack Jews in the United States? Remember, this incident in Boulder, Colorado, comes just days after an Israeli couple employed with the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. was shot dead. The cold-blood perpetrator will be tried to the fullest extent of the law in Boulder, Colorado. And like I said, two staff members of the Israeli embassy were shot near the Jewish Museum in the American capital. All of this happening on Trump's watch. In that attack as well, as per witnesses, the accused shouted, Free Palestine. So what does all of this mean and where is this really leading? Let's get a perspective from the United States. Dr. Lauren Dagan Amos, member of the Deborah Forum, lecturer and a researcher in the Department of Political Science and Security Studies program at the Bar-Ilan University. She also specializes in Indian foreign policy. And from the United States tonight, Glenn Carl is live with us from Boston. Glenn Carl is former Deputy National Intelligence Officer for Transnational Threats. This includes terrorism on the National Intelligence Council as well. Mr. Carl, I'd like to quickly come to you first. Two very, very troubling incidents, some similarities. In one, two employees of the Israeli embassy murdered near the Jewish Museum. Shouts of Free Palestine heard by the attacker. Another attacker, thankfully, no deaths in the second case in Boulder, Colorado. Free Palestine being shouted. What are you making of this?
Well, the number of anti-Semitic incidents in the United States and worldwide has increased dramatically in recent years, in particular in the last 3 years.
Yes.
Since Hamas's attack in October 7, 2023, and then the Israeli response. So this fits into that narrative. The one of the troubling issues is that anti-Semitism and opposition to Israeli actions in Gaza have been conflated, as have comments or positions against Hamas and against the Palestinians. So things have become polarized in a way that makes it very difficult for any party to express an opinion. Now, I'm not saying this is an opinion. This is simply a terrorist attack. But the reason that the number of incidents has increased is directly from the struggles in Gaza at present.
Dr. Lauren, anti-Semitic attacks within the United States increasing. We don't want to call it a pattern just yet, but given violence on campuses, action against universities, now two big attacks, one of them in Boulder, Colorado, the other in the U.S. Capitol. Employees of the Israeli embassy suggest that there may be something bigger going on. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I'm so sorry that, again, you invite me to speak about a terrible attacks. But as you say,
I wish
it's
it
much,
were in better circumstances. Apologies for that,
also,
Dr. Lauren.
No. Thank you for inviting me. But listen, it's a much deeper, and global tension are now crossing borders and reaching local communities. In this case, I think that the world need to wake up, because you cannot do in the name of freedom and the speak of freedom and democracy, you cannot go and do your hate and do something so horrible again in a few days, as you say, 2 weeks ago in Washington, today, yesterday in Colorado. And I think the world need to wake up. The Western world need to wake up, because they don't understand the consequence of the misinformation, the fake news, the narrative against Israel that you cannot even try to understand the Israeli narrative.
Mr. Carl, what sort of action do you think the Trump government, the Trump administration will take on this? The reason I ask is because it looks like there's been a pattern of, protests turning more and more violent in a kind of progressive manner over the last 12 to 18 months. So this kind of thing, some would say, was around the corner.
Well, with the increase in tensions and the increase in demonstrations and violence, this is not coming out of nowhere as an act against Israelis or Jews. That's certainly true. What the Trump administration will do, we have seen already, and it's, I think, rather unfortunate, which is to polarize and simplify the issue even more so that any expression in support of humanitarian actions for Palestinians, say, or in favor of trying to stop the current conflict could be construed as anti-Israeli or anti-Semitic. And that, of course, is not necessarily true, but it's all being conflated in the United States and used for political purposes in the domestic context. What they'll do otherwise is there have been for decades robust counterterrorism policies at the same time as defensive freedom of speech, which has nothing to do with violence or terrorism. Hmm. But those things are being unfortunately mashed together in the terrible tensions that there are now. Yeah. And then we see people in desperation, they think in desperation, they're murdering innocent people.
Very true. Dr. Lauren, final comments then. The dynamic between Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, and the US President Donald Trump, how do you see these incidents? I don't want to compare anything too directly, but the dynamic of that relationship has seen some subtle ups and downs, some bigger than others over the last 12 to 18 months before Trump became president, but especially after as well. These incidents happening on Trump's watch, the relationship between these two leaders, how do you see that?
So I don't think Trump is a personal response for that, but I think Trump see Netanyahu today much more weaker than he used to see him. And I think its impact on the public and how to react to Jews and to Israel. It's very sad and it's very difficult. I think the attitude need to be changed. I think Trump and Netanyahu need to speak and to clear more things. Mm. Because right now the Israel is not looking as the winner or someone that the ally that the United States can rely on them and maybe to put more resources in Israel. And this impact all our aspect of Israel in the world.
Mr. Carl, final comment from you on that same question. Do you think more needs to be done, not just in the context of these attacks, but about that, one-to-one relationship between Benjamin Netanyahu and Donald Trump?
Well, the Trump administration, or Donald Trump, has aligned himself pretty well entirely with the far right of the Israeli political spectrum and of Netanyahu's cabinet. It would seem to me wise from an American national interest perspective and, frankly, from Israeli and international perspectives for the U.S. not to give a carte blanche only to the far right of the Israeli political process. There are, I argue, probably a majority of Israelis who would like to see some changes in the significant changes in Israel's policies towards Gaza and the war. But that won't come from the Trump administration.
All right. Glenn Carl and Dr. Lauren, thank you very much for joining me on this. This is an evolving, shape-shifting story, and we will continue to bring the best voices and experts on topics such as these for our audiences here in India and around the world.